Today, federal officials announced a number of charges in a high-profile violent crime that happened last year in Anchorage. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the Justice Department says the case is an example of growing partnerships between federal, state, and local law enforcement to do a better job prosecuting violent crime.
Speaking at a press conference flanked by prominent police and prosecutors, U.S. Attorney Brian Schroeder says his office is charging 5 Anchorage residents with serious felonies like drug trafficking and kidnapping. Schroeder says the alleged incident happened in August of 2017 when a victim suffered extreme physical injuries.
As a result of being beaten with a baseball bat, a metal broomstick, and stomps to the head, he was then put in a dog kennel. And the defendants ordered another man, at gunpoint, to get rid of the victim.
The injured man was brought to the hospital and has since recovered enough to cooperate with law enforcement. Speakers cite the case, along with several other recent examples, as evidence that they're working together more closely to investigate and prosecute violent crime in Alaska. Schroeder says convictions in federal cases can bring heftier sentences that are determined by the seriousness of the crime and a defendant's criminal history. He also points to the recent state charges against Peter Wilson in a high-profile Kotzebue case as stemming from local police partnering extensively with state troopers and FBI agents.
Both these cases reflect, I think, one very important common factor, and that's all these people involved leaving their egos at the door and doing what's best for the state of Alaska.
Federal sentencing guidelines for the kidnapping and drug charges in the Anchorage case range from a few years to life in prison. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.